Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
October 29th, an invitation from God.
All this week, Derek urges us to draw near to the throne of grace. Today he reminds us of the previous steps we need to have taken before we do so. This is the fourth "Let Us" statement in Hebrews. I believe the fourth step is directly related to the first three steps, and that the sequence is significant. In order to be able to draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, we need to make sure that we've taken the first three steps. The first step is to fear. Let us fear, it says in Hebrews 4, verse 1. Fearing means that we come with an attitude of reverence and awareness of our need for God's grace. Second, let's be diligent in Hebrews 4, verse 11. This is our response to God's grace. We're not slack, lazy, indifferent, or presumptuous. God's grace doesn't justify our indifference or presumption. Rather, it provokes us to be diligent. The third step is, let us hold fast our confession in Hebrews 4:14. We must have the right confession. We must have to say with our mouths the truth about Jesus and what he's done for us. In regard to our approaching the throne of grace, we're told to come for two things, mercy and grace. My conviction is that if God invites us to come, and if we meet the conditions I've outlined, then mercy and grace await us. We never need to be afraid. We'll never be disappointed. God would never give an invitation that he wouldn't stand behind and fulfil. If we come as God's children, we don't come as beggars. God has no second-class citizens. He never holds us at a distance. If we've met the conditions for approach, it's very important that we come with confidence. That's faith in action. It's faith that won't be denied. It's faith that takes God at his word and believes that God is as good as his word. It's faith in God's faithfulness. That's how we're to approach the throne. With confidence. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that I can come boldly to you. I proclaim that because God invites me to come to his throne, and because I meet the required conditions, I come with the confidence that mercy and grace are waiting for me. I shall draw near to the throne of grace. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.